Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, a pleasure having you back with us. Joe Sheehan joins us. Joe Sheehan newsletter, the best baseball newsletter out there, joesheehan.com. Check it out and subscribe. I think you'll learn a lot about the game of baseball. Joe, how are you?
Good. Fun Memorial Day weekend. We got gorgeous weather here in the city. Hoping to get out to Yankee Stadium tomorrow.
Well, you got the Padres in town. They played a good game last night. The Padres are struggling all over the place, but Tatis and Soto got loose last night.
Yeah, and I'm not concerned about them in the long term. The talent base is just too good. They fought through a lot of injuries early on. You guys have played them a couple of times, I believe. And I think that now that they're getting towards full health here with Machado back soon, with Bogarts getting through the thumb thing, Soto looks like he's Juan Soto again. I think they're going to end up being the wild card team I expect them to be.
Boy, interesting. You know, you made a point out of it, and I've been saying this for years. It's 162. It's a long season. What do the first 2 months mean to you? When does it get serious for you to say, all right, this is not just a slump, there's trouble, or that a team is doing well?
You know, I start writing about teams a month in, and if I could wait another month, I probably would. Teams can fool us for 40 games. I mean, I keep coming back to this, man. You got to let the season breathe. And I think we were better about this years ago, understanding that it is a long season. And, you know, good teams can play 500 or worse ball for 30, 40 games. That can happen. But now, and this is traditionally, like Memorial Day weekend was your big check-in. You know, a lot of teams would play doubleheaders on Memorial Day. This was back when every team played on Memorial Day, which is no longer the case, apparently. I think Memorial Day is a good check-in. Most teams will pit their one-third point this weekend, and that's where you start to say the performances are real. It's also, too, because you're starting to run out of time to change things as well. So I think you start to say, okay, the Padres struggled. Yeah, you know, they're basically a 500 team now. You worry about them. You look at the Cardinals, 23-30. They've really struggled to keep runs off the board. They've had a lot of injuries. Yeah, some of these performances start to seem real, especially in the central divisions. Marty, there might not be a good team in those divisions.
Well, I said after watching Minnesota play, I said all of a sudden I'm a White Sox fan because they're pitching. Their pitching for the last couple of weeks has been terrific. They do have the players. Minnesota to me did not impress me at all with the team they have on the field. Cleveland is a team that I think they're almost last in the league in hitting, and they're talking about unloading Shane Bieber. And then that leaves the White Sox. I'm going to leave out Detroit and Kansas City. What could happen in the American League Central?
Well, a couple weeks back, I was writing about how, you know, if you looked at the odds, the White Sox and the Guardians both had some really long odds to win the division, and I just didn't trust that Twins team. Their frontline starting pitching, you know, if you tell me Joe Ryan is going to throw 180 innings, if you tell me Pablo Lopez is going to throw 180 innings, I can buy in. But these are not guys that have done that before. And then beyond that, they just don't have a ton of depth. They've now, you know, Kenta Maeda's out for a while. They've had some injuries. The pitching depth was always my concern with them, which is why at the start of the year I had the White Sox and the Guardians beating them out in the Central. And I think we're starting to see that. Now, you're right about the Guardians, the worst offensive team in baseball. We're no longer hearing about how, oh, they just put the ball in play and run. Remember, that was the story last year. Well, no, you have to hit the ball hard. You have to hit the ball up. You have to get guys on base, and they're not doing that. And I keep coming back to the White Sox, who, again, they're 22-31, which is bad, but they're 5 games out of first. And if you're 5 games out of first at Memorial Day, you're a contender.
Well, the Giants are 4.5 behind the Dodgers, and I I made my crazy prediction about a month ago. They'd be in first place by Memorial Day. I'm not quite going to get there, but I'll go another 2 weeks after Flag Day. I'll say they could be in first place. And I made the crazier prediction today with Chris Graggiola that I think the Diamondbacks and the Giants could come in ahead of the Padres and the Dodgers in the West. As crazy as that sounds in baseball, anything can happen. Let's talk Giants. This is a team that I watch them all the time. They're gelling in many ways that we like to see with bullpen, starting pitching, rookies, home runs, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the offense has really carried them, especially on this trip to the Midwest. This is an underrated offensive team. One of the 10 best offenses in baseball on the road, one of the 5 best offenses in baseball against right-handed pitching. A lot of that is, they're getting back to what they did 2 years ago, which is getting a lot of value out of these platoons. We know they're heavily left-handed, even with Jock Peterson out, but, Lamont Wade's been great. Michael Conforto's really coming on. They can do damage to right-handed pitching. And then, the front of that rotation has really worked out. Logan Webb, Anthony Discofani, Alex Cobb, who I loved as a signing. And, of course, he's had some health issues, but he's really looked good these last couple of weeks. He's got one of the only shutouts in baseball this year. We saw Alex Wood go out there last night. Now, granted, he got 100 runs of run support, which certainly made it easier, but he was able to actually give one of the best starts he's had all year, too. So the front of this rotation, it's really helping them out. And the deeper they work into the games, the more pressure it takes off a bullpen, which it's pitched well yesterday, pitched well recently, but I really worry about whether it can hold up long term. I think if you're Farhan Zaidi, you got to look around and say, where can we get some relief pitching help if we're going to stay in this thing?
Well, that's an issue. But, the two Rodgers, Brebbia, Duvall, and now this Walker kid who throws across his body all of a sudden starts striking people out. He's up. So I agree. If there's one spot that they maybe have to make a move for at the deadline, if they're still very much in this thing, which I think they would be, it would be with a relief pitcher. Because I think they have enough starters. If they don't get hurt, they've got Kyle Harrison in the minor leagues. He's going to be up at some point. If the starters don't get hurt and can make it through August, I think they're in good shape.
If the starters don't get hurt, every team wins 140 games, right?
Yeah, it's true. They do have a history. Yeah, they have
it. I mean, every team this year.
Yep, and that's the issue. It's going to be health.
One of the things, if you look at the staff, it's as sink or slider a staff as there is in baseball. Not just we think about, Logan Webb setting the tone there, but the Giants throw fewer four-seamers than any team in baseball. You know what else they do? They get the most ground balls of any team in baseball. And this works because their infield defense is much stronger than the outfield defense. Like, if you look at it all come together, there's a plan being executed here. And some of the teams we've talked about, the White Sox or the Twins or some of these other teams, where even if they're succeeding, it kind of is haphazard. When you look at the Giants this year and you say, okay, look, we're going to keep the ball down. We're not going to throw fastballs. And we're going to pitch to the strength of our defense. That outfield defense is really shaky. You've got older guys out there. You've got a corner guy playing a lot of center field in Yastrzemski. But if you keep the ball down and pitch to this defense, you can win a lot of games. And I think we're seeing the execution of a plan, Marty, that I really think is impressive.
Yep, I agree. So we'll see where it goes. You had a couple of good things in the newsletter that I really caught my attention. One was the pitch framing that's going on. And look, this Patrick Bailey does a good job of it, and he's a very soft-handed catcher. What do you think about the pitch framing vis-a-vis, the automatic strike zone and all that?
Yeah, I've always been a proponent of automating balls and strikes. Philosophically, I think the pitch needs to be called based on where it crosses the plate and not based on what the catcher does afterwards. And you've got a lot of umpires now that are just, they're calling catches instead of pitches. And this is why if you go, there's a Twitter feed called umscorecard.com. You can go to it and see some of these crazy strikes that get called, 2 baseballs, 3 baseballs off the plate. I understand that pitch framing is an actual thing, that it is a skill that exists in the game. I just don't think it should. I think we've got to get back to calling pitches as they cross the plate, and an automated system would do that certainly better than human umpires have shown an ability to do. What is most likely to happen is we're going to get a challenge system next year, this has been executed in the minor leagues. I've seen it. It's certainly not clunky. It's a pretty smooth process. Teams can basically challenge any pitch they want until they get three of them wrong. So if you're a hitter and you think the pitcher's outside, you can say, challenge that. They throw it up on the screen at the ballpark, and everybody gets to see it, whether it was a strike or not. It's a little bit of a video game. Mm-hmm. But I personally feel like if we have the technology to get all of the pitches correct, we should do that. And I'm probably going to lose that argument, but you know, you look at some of these calls, Marty, and it really affects the game. It doesn't even sound like much. You call it, but if you call a 1-1 pitch that's outside a strike, so you turn the count from 2-1 to 1-2, that makes an enormous difference in the course of an at-bat. And I would like to see the players and not the umpires determine what happens.
Boy, it's coming. I think the challenge system is coming. It's working in AAA now. So I think that's going to happen. Joe Sheehan is with us, the newsletter. All this stuff is in the newsletter. That's why I love getting it and just learning how Joe approaches baseball. Joe, the wild card. Well, let's talk Diamondbacks for a minute because that's the other team in the West to contend with. The last couple of times through the rotation, they seem to get it together. They've got some young players. They're putting the bat on the ball. Where do you see the Diamondbacks here in this mix?
Yeah, I thought they would be above 500 but miss the wild card. And they've been so aggressive this year, Marty, with turning over the roster. Remember, they let go some left-hander who was decent for the Giants. I forget his name. Bumgarner or something. Now, they let him go because he wasn't, you know, cutting the mustard. They didn't even move him to the bullpen. They just let him go. And they've turned the rotation over to, you know, Ryan Nelson and Tommy Henry. Brandon Fott, their big guy, he actually got knocked around by the Red Sox last night, but he's the top talent that they have. But it's the young position players, I think, that make me really excited. You know, Corbin Carroll, probably going to win the Rookie of the Year in the NL. You look at Geraldo Perdomo, shortstop prospect, who's hitting 300 for them. Gabriel Moreno, the catcher they traded for over the winter, he's also hitting 300. They just have all of this young talent coming together at once. And, you know, we've seen this throughout history. If you get a collection of young talent, like sometimes it's bumpy and it takes a while, but sometimes it just all comes together at once. And I think the Diamondbacks were showing us that this year. When you have this many good young players, they all come together and they succeed. So I'm still sticking to my preseason prediction that they fall short, but they're as exciting a team to watch as there is in the National League right now.
Yeah, pitching for me is the issue. They've got Zach Davies today, who really soft tosser, but Fought got hit hard last night. Henry had a good start. Nelson had a good start. Kelly's been excellent. Gallen has been excellent. For me, it's a strength, and they really don't have a solid bullpen. But they have an exciting team on the field, and I'm with you. I think it can develop over the course of the 162, so that's why I've got them in there with the Giants. So we'll see where that goes. The Pirates come in on Monday, and this is a team, come on, 20-8, and we knew that wasn't going to, you know, keep going, but 7 home runs last night, and Keller gave up 6 runs and still got the win, and his earned run average is now about 3 or slightly under it. But what do you think about the Pirates? They come in Monday.
Well, you mentioned the great start that they had, and it was built on some starting pitching that wasn't going to hold up. We've seen, you know, Velasquez get hurt now, Rich Hill, Ronzi Contreras not pitching as well. Keller's held up. I mean, Keller's been a great story. But that's why we're seeing them fade a little bit. You know, the bullpen's good but not great. But I think, again, similar to the Diamondbacks, it's all of these young hitters, and it's not even their top prospects yet. They have 2 catchers in the minors, Henry Davis and Andy Rodriguez. They've got a starter in Quinn Priester. Like, they have other players coming through the system who are supposed to be, like, next core. But right now, you've got, you know, 20-somethings like Jiwon Bae, Rodolfo Castro, Jack Suwinski was one of the guys who homered last night. Everybody homered last night. I think Willie Stargell had a homer last night. But you look at this team, and it's not a fluke. It's not a bunch of old guys having their last hurrah. It's a lot of, you know, non-prospects doing well. It's guys who have a future who are getting established in the major leagues. So it's not real in the sense that, no, they're probably not going to hold this. They're probably going to end up winning 73, 74 games. But the players that are producing for this team are going to be on the Pirates teams that are going to be very good come the middle of the decade. So it's real in that sense. You know, we'll see if they keep Keller. We'll see if they keep David Bednar. I mean, there's some definitely trade prospects here. They're going to be one of the interesting teams to watch at the deadline because, you know, if they're within four games of the Wild, or it's the NL Central, if they're within four games of the NL Central lead, can you really sell off of Keller or off of Bednar or off of Carlos Santana? Don't you have to commit to seeing this out? And that's going to be one of the things. As the playoffs get bigger, these teams on the margins are going to have a harder time selling because they're always going to be close to a playoff spot.
Well, especially in the Central. Impressed with Milwaukee. Burns goes today. He's not the same pitcher as he was in the past. They've caught up to him a little bit, 7 of 9 homers to righties. So you got the Brewers kind of floundering around. The Cardinals are putting it together, as you say. You've been a Cardinal supporter all year. I don't know what's going to happen in the Central.
No, and that's why it's one of the reasons I have stuck behind the card, my pick at the Cardinals, because I just wasn't impressed by what the Brewers have put together, and I think the Pirates are going to slip here a little bit. The Cubs had a run early in the year, but by and large, they also don't have the pitching to hold on here. They did some interesting things, bring in veterans that weren't very good, so there's some question marks there. But, I mean, you've got a division where the Cincinnati Reds, who aren't even trying to win this year, are within 5 games of first place. So this is it's messy fun. Like, it's great to see. Look, I love a great pennant race between great teams. But it also can be fun when you have 5 teams just trying to get to 83 wins. So that's fun in a different way.
Well, it's going to be – this is a perfect baseball Memorial Day weekend because nothing is settled other than Tampa Bay maybe being the best team in decades, the way they play. But nothing else is settled. And I think that's the way baseball should be about Memorial Day. So we have a good month ahead of us. Joe, I appreciate you being on as always. This is fun. Thanks. Orioles come in. Hey, the Orioles come in after the Pirates. How about that?
They're getting it done with incredible work in the bullpen. I want you to take when he's out there, if he gets into a game, Yennier Cano, who's a second-year right-handed reliever,
who has some
of the nastiest. The stat line doesn't even do it justice with the movement that he gets. And you have Felix Bautista pitching the ninth for them, too. They're incredible at the back of that bullpen. They can score a ton of runs. The question is, like a lot of teams, can they keep from losing the game in the first 5 innings? They actually just sent down their top young pitcher, Grayson Rodriguez. Some real concerns about the rotation. And that's a tough matchup for the Orioles because, again, we talk about the success that the Giants have against right-handed pitching. Guys like Dean Kremer and Kyle Gibson should be fodder for the Giants. So that'll be a fun series to watch.
Yeah, I saw Cano. Is it Cano? Is that the way you pronounce it? C-A-N-O?
Cano.
Like Robinson Cano. Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw him last night. Wow. Yeah, he brings it. Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, great to talk to you. As always, keep the Giants on your radar, please. And we're going to catch up again. You know, we do this every year. And I appreciate your interest. And the newsletter's great, joesheehan.com. Joe, thanks so much. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Marty. You too.
All right. Take care. He and I get into it all the time. All right. More coming up. Bill and Kerry should be coming up next. We'll get their take on the Giants and this Memorial Day marker in baseball and more right after this on KMBR 680 1045, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.